Today on the show, we're going to be talking about how the Department of Homeland Security is surveilling people in new ways, because you both, along with NPR's Meg Anderson, have been digging into a bunch of different tools that DHS is using to track both people who are in the United States illegally, but also U.S. citizens. And I want to start with this example of this woman in Minneapolis named Emily, who your story kind of opens with as well. Kat, tell us about who she is and what her experience kind of shows.
Yeah, so Emily's experience was back in late January. She was out driving around her neighborhood in Minneapolis, patrolling for ICE as a constitutional observer. I'll just say we're only IDing Emily by her first name because she fears retribution from the federal government. She told me she was following an ICE vehicle at a safe distance into a parking lot when a masked agent leaned out the window, took a picture of her and her license plate, and then rolled down the window and addressed Emily by name and recited her home address to her. You know, Emily told us that it really shook her.
Their message was not subtle, right? They were, in effect, saying, "We see you, we can get to you whenever we want to." And it did scare me.
Emily says she didn't know how they pulled up her information so quickly.
And that was one of the things we were really trying to figure out with this reporting was, you know, we were collecting dozens of stories, talking to people, combing through court documents to really try to understand how is this surveillance web that DHS is spinning affecting real people on the ground.